The two were first taken to City Point, Virginia, and then transported on a flag of truce boat to Annapolis, with only the clothes on their backs and their pockets empty. They received hardly a hero's welcome. At Annapolis, a surly army major refused them further transportation unless they paid for it. Lewis sold his tattered coat to buy two train tickets. He and Scully arrived in Washington at 9 p.m. on September 30th, 20 months and 8 days since they had left the Capitol. They did not know where to go once they arrived. Pinkerton was long gone. Lewis finally decided they should pay a visit to William Wood, superintendent at Old Capitol. After a little prodding by Lewis, Wood recognized the two bedraggled men. He fed them, gave them a place to sleep in the prison, and wired Pinkerton, who was in Philadelphia at the time. Pinkerton quickly wired back, instructing the superintendent to buy the pair train tickets to Philadelphia. Pinkerton would pay their fare. "Tell them to avoid all publicity of their affairs until they see me," he instructed in his telegram. The Philadelphia reunion on October 2nd was not a joyous one. Nearly 2 years of resentment boiled inside Lewis. He blasted Pinkerton for what he considered his criminal carelessness in getting us into enemy hands, as Lewis recalled later. Taken aback, Pinkerton angrily accused the two men of selling out Webster. Lewis, he thought, was also an ingrate, considering all he had done for both of them while imprisoned. Scully went to work for Pinkerton. Lewis never saw his old boss again, although he did remain friendly with Pinkerton's son, William. Stanton absolved Lewis of blame and gave the Englishman a job at Old Capitol as a bailiff and detective. Lewis transported prisoners, investigated guards bribed by inmates, and arranged for the incarcerated with cash to buy food, clothing, and whiskey. He also enjoyed fraternizing with the females behind bars. Among the high-profile prisoners Lewis transported was Belle Boyd, who was sent to Richmond again after a second stay at Old Capitol. Before packing her off, Lewis took Boyd to Matthew Brady's shop, where she was photographed on Stanton's orders. The war secretary may have wanted a shot taken of the woman so she could be recognized if she tried to slip back into Washington. Lewis had Brady's photographer take his picture, too. On June 20th, Baker made Lewis one of his detectives. Lewis arrested deserters, chased blockade runners, and did other odd jobs. But he quit working there a little more than 2 months later, fed up with the corruption and bribe-taking he witnessed in Baker's service. He moved to Chicago in August.